Welcome to the second part of the Facilitator Host training. During the first section, we talked about how to launch your group. We talked about you as the host owning the responsibility for gathering people for your group. And we talked briefly about creating a warm and relational environment for that first group meeting. Now let's pick up where we left off. Let's talk about the actual group meeting itself. Right now, you may have questions like, what's going to happen? What's expected of me as the host? Am I going to have to teach the Bible? Or why did I agree to do this? Your questions, even your fears, are very normal. So let me assure you, you can do this. You don't have to have a great knowledge of the Bible. You don't have to be a magnetic leader. You don't have to have great public speaking gifts or even public speaking gifts at all. All you need is a heart for God, a heart for people, and an openness to share your own journey, and then the willingness to help facilitate that group discussion. Now, it's ideal if you, as the host, read the corresponding chapter and work through the study that you're facilitating first. This will help you be more comfortable with the content. After everyone's arrived and had time to get some refreshments and chit-chat for a few minutes, you'll gather everyone together. If your group doesn't know each other very well, you want to make sure you're going to use that growing connected section. We've included one for each week in the studies, and it's the icebreaker, gets people talking. You will want to be sure to read the guidelines from page 7 in the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality workbook for your small group, especially the first 2 weeks to ensure a healthy group. It includes principles such as speak for yourself, use I statements as much as possible, respect and make room for others in the group, don't judge others. A place of silence is normal, it's okay. Then next you'll watch the DVD introduction. This will set up the Bible study and the rest of the study and will last anywhere from 6 to 10 minutes. Then the next part of that meeting will be the Bible discussion. Now again, the DVD will give you important information, but then also on that DVD are instructions specifically for you as the facilitator. It's about 3 to 4 minutes in length and will provide some helpful coaching tips for you for that evening session and the specific content. So be sure to watch that. After the group discussion, there will be a section in your study guide called Applications Exercises. This is meant to be a practical application of the week's theme and Bible study. You will want to be sure to leave enough time for this section. Now, a final word before I close part 2 of our training. You will want to be sure to read the leader's notes at the end of the workbook. It is filled with practical helps of things that have come up in other small groups around this weighty material. Remember, we are calling this church-wide initiative Begin the Journey into Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, not Complete the Journey. And so may God give you discernment and wisdom as you facilitate your group meetings, and may you experience Christ in your midst and the wonder of true biblical community.